Good afternoon. A low pressure center along the mid-Atlantic coast has tracked inland and westbound into Pennsylvania. Most of the heaviest precipitation associated with this low has moved away from the center of the low pressure wave, but with an onshore flow, steadier and heavier precipitation is still ongoing in eastern parts of New England, arcing through northern New England, southern Quebec, Ontario, the Great Lakes, and out toward western New York. In interior New York and New England, as the precipitation moved through, we had some heavier bursts. However, skies will be mostly cloudy today as the humidity climbs. In this environment, just scattered showers with pockets of thunderstorms are possible, but no more steady rain associated with this system. As a result, temperatures will be a bit cooler, but still make it into the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs. We'll be in a warm and humid environment tonight. Still, lift from this low pressure center will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight as lows drop back to around 70 degrees. A deep trough of low pressure in the Ohio Valley is sinking south into the Tennessee Valley. Its influence is pulling in tropical moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean and also lifting this moisture to produce scattered showers and thunderstorms for the beginning of the work week tomorrow. High temperatures will manage to get into the lower to mid-80s. This flow of moisture will push back toward the Great Lakes on Tuesday. We still run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but the risk is lower. And a bit more sunshine is possible on Tuesday with highs again in the lower to mid-80s. That trough of low pressure in the Tennessee Valley will then begin to make a comeback toward the northeastern part of the country, and this will keep the weather unsettled through the middle and latter portion of the week with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms each day, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs again in the lower to mid-80s before we begin a more substantial drying trend getting into next weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another day of heavy rainfalls expected from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. A front will slowly push eastward and eventually stall today and will act as a focal point for those showers and thunderstorms. A slight risk of flash flooding is possible for the mid-Atlantic, where it has received an impressive amount of rainfall yesterday. And a frontal system will slide across the northern high plains today, firing off convection along the boundary. Severe weather will be possible, particularly from North Dakota southward into western Nebraska, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for some damaging wind gusts and hail. Another front across northern Florida could produce strong thunderstorms and localized flash flooding. And dangerous heat remains in place across the southern plains, southwest, and Pacific Northwest, and will persist through the weekend. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in place across these regions. High temperatures will reach well over the century mark across Texas and Oklahoma today. Portions of the Red River Valley could have heat index values above 110 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone Gateway, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers and storms, mid-70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 102, set in 1926, and the record low, 47, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows around 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms each day, lower to mid-80s, a shower or thunderstorm possible on Friday in the lower to mid-80s, and partly sunny with the chance of shower Saturday, highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.